Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel. Temperatures are pleasant in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with clear skies inviting a warm night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from the Times of Israel indicates that Prime Minister Netanyahu has insisted that the IDF will stay in Gaza until Hamas disarms, following a meeting with Jared Kushner. Also, Ynet reports that Netanyahu and Kushner agreed that Hamas must disarm before any Gaza reconstruction can begin. Their four-hour meeting resulted in forming working groups on demilitarization and public health. Also this hour, I-24 News highlights agreements reached by Netanyahu and Kushner on a Gaza roadmap, emphasizing Hamas disarmament as a critical condition. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports an agreement between Israel and the U.S. that Hamas weapons will be turned over to a U.S.-led force for destruction rather than the Palestinian government. And finally, Maariv shares that former Israeli consul Yaki Dayan criticized Americans' meetings with Hamas as breaking taboos, causing upset for Netanyahu. From X, the latest. Amishai Stein, a journalist, posting earlier today, summarized the Netanyahu-Kushner meeting, noting American General Jasper will oversee the transfer of Hamas weapons, but warned that Netanyahu and Kushner disagreed on continuing targeted killings. Hananya Naftali, a commentator and activist, reported that Shahram Sadeghi, who was arrested during Iran's protests, has been executed, criticizing the Iranian regime. Middle East 24, a regional news source, revealed that Arab intelligence agencies are concerned about Iran's preparations to expand regional conflicts, especially with increased coordination with militias in Iraq and Yemen. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Prime Minister Netanyahu reiterated his stance in a meeting with Jared Kushner that the IDF would remain in Gaza until Hamas fully disarms. This meeting comes at a critical juncture as Israel seeks to ensure long-term security. The implications are significant for ongoing stability in the region. Turning to Ynet's report, the four-hour meeting between Netanyahu and Kushner resulted in the formation of working groups aimed at demilitarization and public health. Israel insists on receiving all weapons from Hamas before any reconstruction begins in Gaza. This stance highlights the importance Israel places on security before moving forward with rebuilding efforts. Meanwhile, I-24 News emphasizes the centrality of Hamas disarmament in the Gaza roadmap agreed upon by Netanyahu and Kushner. This focus on disarmament underscores the security priorities that Israel is set on before considering any peace or reconstruction strategies. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post reports on the emerging framework where Hamas weapons will be destroyed by a U.S.-led force. This decision reflects a strategic collaboration between Israel and the U.S., aiming to prevent these arms from being used again. The move is crucial for regional safety and aids in building trust between allies. And finally, Maariv highlights Yaki Dayan's comments on the controversial meetings between Americans and Hamas. Netanyahu's displeasure with these actions indicates the sensitive nature of international engagements with groups like Hamas. The backlash reflects Israel's firm stance on maintaining diplomatic norms. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom. Business reports that investments in artificial intelligence infrastructure are now transitioning into private credit, marking a new phase for AI in the financial sector. This shift could drive further technological advancements and economic growth. Separately, Tech discusses how AI is transforming security research. Shoham Danino from Surf AI explains that AI is enabling researchers to focus more on creative problem solving, which could revolutionize the security landscape. And finally, Globes reports that private equity firm FIMI is considering an investment in Matronix, a company known for its pool cleaning robots. This potential investment could revitalize the company after recent struggles with its share price. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.